sunshine, little Rover, liver, liver, leap.
Good evening and welcome to As the Worm Turns. You are tuned in to KVNF's live call-in gardening show. I'm your host, Jill Spears, here with my favorite worms. It's Lance and Lulu. Good evening.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Fresh off all of the worms voting tonight. Let's hope all the worms got out there
cast
their ballot.
What? Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh,
it's
I can't wait. I'm going to go to the Democratic headquarters and see what. Wait for the results to come in.
Yep. Down to the headquarters.
Yeah, it'll be fun. You know, it's a party.
Good deal. And we are live, and it is a call-in show. Jeff is ready to field your call, and our experts are standing by.
Yeah, live call-in, right? So you come on, you guys. Don't wait
right.
till the last minute.
Ring
you know,
it up.
You can talk to us about other stuff, too.
527-4868. 1-866-KVNF now, worm at kvnf.org. Other garden stuff. Okay, so a lot going on out there. One, today the weather up here in the North Fork, a little front blew through or something, a little wild.
Yeah, definitely got cold.
Well, the sun went down and the temperature went with it, that's for sure.
I started covering things at 3 or 3:30. And
oh, you did?
Yeah. No, I've been covering it anyways. But it's like, wow, by the time I got done, I put my jacket on finally.
It's cold jacket out and some socks. The first time you've worn socks, isn't it?
Well.
Yeah, he does have socks on. True that.
Yeah. True that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the whole time throwing the ball for the dog.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Tanker. Yeah. God, I love that.
He likes this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good because you just always have your coverage out there ready to go when you might need it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you cover anything, Lulu, or you just
I was, but I'm over it now. Mm-hmm. I'm moving on to other things because it's time. You know? So, I mean, the beets are still out there. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
And I'm intending to bring those in this week. I just finished my last box of apples.
Ooh, nice.
Yes. All the apples are accounted for.
And what a great season it was for that.
Unbelievable.
I want to ask you about beets because they're so plentiful and tasty right now. So, Lance, I know you're getting ready for your cold storage. And how do you store your beets, Lulu?
I cut them up into bite-sized pieces, and I give them a little blanchy, and then I freeze them.
Okay.
Yep. Uh-huh. They go in the hot water for just, you know.
A second or two.
Just a tiny bit. And then, I freeze them.
And so, Lance, are you putting the beets into the food storage pit?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That will be probably this weekend. Mm-hmm. And beets, carrots, radishes, daikons. Potatoes do really good in there.
Because I've been asking you about the food storage pit. Is it just cold enough now to
It's finally
get it going?
Cold enough. Mm-hmm. It's finally cold enough. So I actually have a pit, which I'll put about 2 inches of sand in it, and then I'll put the vegetables, a single layer in there or so, and then I'll cover it with 4 to 6 inches of sand. And that pit is 2 feet down.
Okay.
And then I'll the sand has to be moist. So if it's not moist enough, I will throw some water in there, a bucket of water or so.
Moist, because otherwise it's going to
dry out.
Okay.
And then I cover the whole pit with bales of hay. And then I'll, on top of the bales of hay, I put metal roofing because if the snow or rain gets on those, it freezes them solid.
Nice.
And and then the trench is only about 12 inches deep and 16 inches wide. And
interesting.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound that big for as much that you're putting in there. I mean,
yeah, well, I'm only going down to the subsoil.
Okay.
I don't want to bring that subsoil to the top.
But you still have 500 pounds of carrots in the ground.
I do have 500 pounds, and they will be sold.
Okay.
I'm only going to store about 50 pounds.
Okay,
carrots.
50 for yourself.
And and beets and kohlrabi and all the radishes. And I'll throw some potatoes in there. And I also will store in there the carrots that I...
Sounds like a soup.
the carrots and
cold storage soup.
China rose daikons that I'm going to grow for seed next year.
So your seed crop.
Yeah, I'll store those in there too.
China rose?
It's a red daikon.
Oh, how lovely.
It's not as big. It's about half the size of the big white ones.
I'm sorry. Jill and I are laughing because every time we said something tonight, we were going, so now we're singing China Rose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe you have a song that the show is reminding you of or is just stuck in your head tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Not me.
Not you.
No, Lord.
Okay, 970-527-4868, 1-866 KVNF now. This is where we say, throw us a bone.
Yeah. Or not, you know. We can. Well, let me tell you about how good we are at rattling on about whatever. I cleaned the potting show. I cleaned the pot. Hey, do we have a song for that one?
I cleaned the potting shed.
Anyway, I cleaned the potting shed side of the chicken palace today, and I noticed a couple of mouse turds in there.
Oh, okay.
There are three cats on my property. My two, and then my neighbor's cat, who I see every day. And I don't know why.
The brave mouse, or two.
Or two.
Really smart.
Boy, I'll tell you what, it looks like it's maybe one mouse. I mean, there were a few turds. But, you know, that's easy.
And so you cleaned out the chicken house. And what does that mean? That you had some all kinds of stuff you could put on your garden? All kinds of chicken poop?
I didn't clean the chicken side of the chicken palace. I cleaned the potting shed side, you see.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So I go in there, you know, and it's great. Boy, it really makes you feel good. You get rid of all this stuff that you think you needed.
Right.
Well, I'm going to save this stick. It's the perfect size, right?
Right.
Yeah, you know what it's the perfect size for now? Kindling.
Kindling.
Good deal.
You have to be very disciplined about saving things like that.
Yeah, you really do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it does. It gets stupid.
Over the top.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you start saving all these little pieces of wire or metal because you go, oh, I could use this as a stake. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I have all my stakes that I mark the carrots with, and they go straight to the pile of wood that I'm using for the wood-fired pizza oven.
You just rotate new sticks next year.
New sticks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got plenty.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
No, it really is. And, you know, that's really something to think about, too, as we go into this season of blinding consumption. You know, it's what, you know, have a little, I don't know. When I think
discipline.
Of the word, when I think of the word organic, I don't think just, you know, oh, it was grown without pesticides and things. I think, you know, can I put this piece of cardboard down as weed barrier? Can I rotate this into this into something else and whatever? I mean, it's kind of depressing when you walk into a big store or something and all you see is everything in there, you just go, wow, it's all going to end up in the dump.
Right.
So much of it isn't even reusable. Somebody on the phone?
Could be. We're waiting. 527-4868, 1-866, KVNF now. There is a flurry of activity there.
Oh, wait. Somebody's flickering. Your phone is flickering.
No, that might be high tech. You can email worm at kvnf.org.
Okay, so...
Oh, yes, excuse me. Shannon is on the line. Good evening, Shannon. Thank you for your call.
Thank you for taking it. I have a question for Lulu.
Oh, good one.
She's a very good friend of mine. And it's not such about gardening. It's about aspen trees.
Aspen trees?
Aspen trees?
Yes. And plant them in their yard for decoration. They're beautiful trees. But we have a cabin up above Peonia, way up Stevens Gulch. And we have one grove that's kind of dying. But we have two groves that are doing very well.
Yeah.
And I've heard that there's a thing called SARS, that's an aspen death or whatever.
Senescent disease syndrome.
Anyway, I've heard that all the aspens in a grove are all connected.
That's
for
sure
true.
And
so this grove is dying, and we've cut a lot of dead standing for firewood, but we want to replenish them. Do we need to plant new trees, or will the old tree take over?
No, it's a natural cycle.
Yeah, and actually, the tree's dying. The best thing that I think I've heard is to cut the whole place down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And let all the new shoots come up.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's kind of what we're doing.
Yeah.
Because we have three stands, yeah. And I think this is the same plant,
mm-hmm.
even though the trees, but they came out of the same thing. So the one that's dying, they're all standing dead or almost to it. So we're going to cut that one down,
yep.
and replant other right. trees. But the other two are doing well.
Right. You don't have to replant. When the sun gets on them. You know, a classic spot where you can see that happening is on snowmass. You know, when you're going from the catwalk down to Two Creeks and you go through, you know, that eddy out or
yep.
east eddy or whatever in there. You ever notice how? Yeah. And you know how, check those aspen trees out. And even going all the way up the lift. The Two Creeks lift. Those trees in that side of the hill are a mess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
no,
they look awful.
Well,
and they're going to go.
As I understand, one of the largest organisms on the planet is right above Marble.
Yeah, absolutely. Aspen forest. Absolutely.
Exactly.
On the...
So we have, I think we have three different plants up here, which are actually trees. So the one's dying.
Right.
And standing dead, I'm going to cut those down. But will they regenerate?
Yes.
That's my question. Or should mm-hmm. I replant them?
No, they'll regenerate.
You'll get a new one going.
Yeah.
Yep. New community is what it is.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the micro resay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And aspens are really the best idea ever for this area and this climate because they're born to die. They get more diseases than any other tree out there. And what they do is they bring the soil, they break up the clay, they're really good at mulching themselves,
mm-hmm.
and they feed all kinds of microbes and everything else, and they make it nice for the spruce and the evergreens to grow.
Right.
So there's exchange
I know
going
they live
on.
I know they live a long time because we have one outside of a cabin that has induced Mendoza initials carved into it, 1957.
Right,
and that's
big.
It's a big tree, and it's doing good.
Yeah,
but the other ones and the other patch are not doing very well.
Well, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Cut it down and let some new shoots go.
Yeah,
because
that just is regeneration of the forest.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, right.
Just
well, standing dead aspen is pretty good firewood too.
Yeah,
but, you know.
Yeah, it is.
I would rather help the forest than hurt it, so I didn't know if I should cut them down because they're providing shades of little plants or just let it regenerate.
Just let it regenerate.
Yep.
Whack them and hack them and let them go. Put them in the fireplace, buddy.
That's what I will do.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you,
thank
really
you Shannon.
Appreciate.
Thanks, Shannon.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll see you in the locker room, Lulu.
Yeah, really soon. I'll see you there. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Good to hear from Shannon tonight, and 527-4868-866, KVNF now. Jeff in Nuclea has a cat and mouse suggestion.
Yes.
Hello, Jeff.
Hello.
Hi.
It's actually pretty simple. Domestic cats won't mouse if they get fed a lot.
Mm.
So if you cut back their feed to almost nothing, they will mouse.
Starve them.
Just make them hungry.
Make them hungry.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, mine. And I'll tell you something else too. Females are much better mousers than males.
Oh yeah.
And
Mama
so
won't do that.
Yeah. So right. So I've got two females, and they're on it. I think the problem is they can't get into the potting shed side of the chicken palace to get after them. So I thought about just leaving the door open, and then I thought, yeah, right, you know, because then it's game
on.
Oh,
all kinds of troubling critters.
Yeah, no, it's game on.
Critter City.
So, but you're right. I love that. Yeah. I mean, that was why we started having cats in the first place was to control the varmints.
I'm from the Front Range originally, and I used to lease a 220-acre ranch about 25 miles north of Colorado Springs. Wow. And I put in a big garden the first year we were there, and a massive amount of ground squirrels took about half the garden. So I started breeding up cats.
Nice work.
Yeah, right?
Nice work.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, at one point I had like 18.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, they get sent out in the winter.
Sure,
because
they do.
Coyotes will go after them.
Sure, yeah. They do. Yeah.
And this, you know, this is a ranch out in the country.
220 acres. That's
coyotes, yeah. Owls. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. One of my cats got owled.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it got away, but you could tell it had been grabbed by an owl. It had these big puncture wounds in its back.
Wow.
You know, so.
Mm-hmm. Dang.
Yeah.
One of the neatest things I saw about them cats. I caught one of the main mama cat coming down the driveway with ground squirrel still a little bit alive in her mouth and going to let the kids learn how to hunt.
That's fun to watch, actually.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Good deal.
Well, that's right. Just Mother Nature at her best.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good deal. Thank you, Jeff. Great story.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeff. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, you too.
We
have a great night.
You too.
Awesome. Good stories there.
You got to love that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Keep them a little hungry.
Yeah.
I had some people tell me all they did was to get a good mouser is they only fed them oats.
Oh, really?
And they needed that meat protein.
There you go.
So they went after. They weren't starving, but.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nice.
They fed them
Gotta love the kitty cats.
Yeah. My cats are go after grasshoppers as well.
Oh, yeah. They love those things, huh?
Fun.
I love that.
Yeah,
They're better than a chicken almost.
It's more entertaining because it takes longer to catch them.
Okay, 527-486-8186 is KVNF now. We love your calls tonight, and it's Doug in Paonia calling. Hello, Doug.
Hey, thank you, Lulu. Lance, here's the report. We're getting ready to make some kitty. I got the seed through Leah from Lance and some China Rose, and they're thriving. Deer are coming through Tiny Town and clipping all the brassicas. I'm moving them into some hoops. Just took some shovelfuls and put them in buckets. You know, they're like, two-thirds formed. I use my tomato cages and I make hillbilly cold frames using the bags of leaves. I stuff the hoops full of the leaves, you know, the bag and all, and then I pull Remay over the top of it and then plastic over that. And I've got, four or five inch tall carrots and varieties of lettuce and all that stuff right now in about, a couple hundred feet of it. And so hope to get that all buttoned up. But, that's the report. Oh, tomatoes, we got a couple hundred pounds of tomatoes.
Wow.
Holy jeez.
Tomatoes?
And they're done.
He's got them in the hoop.
Yeah.
Wow. Awesome.
Isn't it amazing the things you can do to extend your harvest?
Right.
And those were simple, very simple things.
Yeah.
And cheap.
And easy. Yeah, yep. Like, you know, I love that hillbilly. I got no. You know, that, I mean, really, honest, that's what I'm talking about with that, you know, organic, thinking about how organic
just
it can be.
About
you know,
it.
If you can use something.
That's what inspired me to call. And,
awesome.
You know, Lulu, I saw you on the street that one time, flagged you down out of the big white van, and I'm like four blocks east of you, just right there in Miguel's Queen Anne rental. And yeah, we got a pretty nice 6,000 square foot garden in the backyard. Trying to start a CSA out of here. So, enjoy your show very much, and thanks for that that daikon seed, Lance.
You're welcome.
Through Leah.
Yeah.
No, I'm excited to garden in this place and hope to meet more people and have a pretty open door policy in my garden. So hope to meet you all someday.
Awesome.
All right, Doug. Yeah.
We love that, Doug. Carry on.
Thank you so
much. Nice work. Nice work.
All right. Good to hear a great report like that.
Yeah.
Just really connecting with everybody.
Yeah. That's the whole thing, you know, is just get innovative and figure it out. You know, you don't have to run out and buy something that's plastic. You can probably figure it out with my personal favorite, baling twine, which of course probably is plastic, but you know,
you get a lot done with baling twine.
You get a lot done, yeah.
Hey, it is Tara in Paonia on the phone tonight. Good evening, Tara.
Good evening. Yeah. Oh, great, I'm on. Well, I have a question. I have sections of my garden that I have abandoned to grass, field grass. For actually a couple of years, and we're gonna get our 2 shares of water all the way to our property really soon.
Mm.
I'm very excited about actually having a consistent source of water, but I'm not in a big hurry. And I just wonder what if I put cardboard
down.
Best way
to start getting rid of that field grass.
Yeah, bunches of layers of cardboard. Should I treat it some way first?
Well, this is the sort of a misunderstanding. Putting cardboard or weed barrier down now is not going to kill the grass.
Mm. No.
Because it's dormant.
That is a misunderstanding.
Right.
Okay.
And it's just been rotten.
It's dormant. If you want to kill that grass, you're going to have to put it on next spring.
Oh, okay.
And if you want to plant that area this next coming spring, you're going to have to hand turn it.
Yep.
Yeah,
and look at just
I'm willing to give it a year or so, two even,
mm-hmm.
whatever,
just
concentrate on the places that I've already been working.
So just take, if as you have time right now, why don't you just throw a bunch of leaves on there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then next spring you can put the cardboard down or weed barrier. Or I have a friend that when they were going to open up new ground, they would just put whole bales of hay.
Yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
And leave
yeah.
it there for the whole season.
Right.
And then the bales of hay break down.
Yeah.
Right.
But not even, don't even do that until spring?
Yeah. There's no, and if you have it, yes.
Well.
But if
I
you don't have it,
then
it's not really going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would it make sense to spray it with like that strong vinegar or something like that to try to?
That works best in hot and everything's growing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that would work.
No.
Okay.
And the thing about the hay bales is going to be tough, too. You're going to have to wait and see if we have a good year next year. You might have to wait till first cutting.
Yeah.
Right.
Because nobody has any hay and it's expensive.
Yeah. It's
hard.
Yeah.
So you might be waiting on it until July end of June, middle of June.
Wow. Collect your cardboard.
Yeah.
But you can put your cardboard down. You could you can scald it out a little bit. You can get some. I hate using it, but black plastic or clear plastic and scald.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
But and the idea of hand turning. I'm so glad you said that, Lance.
Yeah.
Because really, that's the way to do it. Just get a shovel, turn it,
and then just let it sit there.
Turn it and expose those roots. To
the
sun.
You'll get 90-something% of the grass will be gone.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Turn it with a shovel.
Just turning it and letting it sit there.
Yep.
That's kind of fun.
Yep. And if you want to get right on it and start planting, you just grab your big clumps and you go in there. Those roots are really easy to identify. This is in the spring. Those roots are really easy to identify. You know, they're those big white stringy things.
Oh, yeah.
And you just start pulling them out, you know, and it can be done. When I lived in Carbondale, that was how all of my gardens got started.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Phil would turn them, and then I'd go in there, and every little clump, I'd break it. I had this fabulous dandelion digger that was a giant screwdriver. I still have it. And,
that's what they do in Peru, and I've always wondered if it really would break it out, because we're there at a certain season.
Yeah, you got to do it this fall. And I do my entire garden every year by hand, one shovel full at a time, 20, 30 minutes at a time.
There you go. Just spread it out.
Yeah, you don't have to do it all at once, you know, and kill yourself off doing it. Just, do a patch, you know.
Yeah,
you can do it now or you can do it in the spring. But if you turn it over now, then you go in there in the spring. It's and they're dying out, you know. They're going to be dying out.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So.
All right, Tara.
Well, good. Thank you so much.
Thanks for your call tonight.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Good night.
That's exciting. She's getting some more water, which mm-hmm. is always exciting, and more opportunity for
isn't
different.
Isn't that the truth? Yep. We just got another assessment or money. We need to pay more money for our water now.
Oh.
On the Stewart Ditch.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Well, that's the way of the West.
Yeah, you know, it's going to, that's another, and that topic has been a hot topic mm-hmm. here lately, too.
And it should be. We live in high desert.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and good,
Okay. We've got a few more minutes because we've got election coverage coming up here at 7 o'clock. So, Lance, we were talking earlier about hand turning with Tara, but you're hand turning your entire bed of asparagus right now.
Oh yeah!
Oh
yeah.
My goodness,
that,
you are
that bed I mentioned that I
put too close to the. Is that the one?
No. This is the bed that I dug the trench for the asparagus, and those crowns are at probably about 17 inches down, and so the grass has been growing in there because it's all surrounded by grass, and so I've got the edge out, got my string, my straight shovel, and cut the edge. And then I just actually turned that entire bed shovel deep because I knew I wasn't going to hit any roots or crowns because they were so deep.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Wow, what a good for you.
Yeah.
Now, that's very tricky. Don't you guys at home
don't
try that.
Don't try that at home.
You know?
Not unless your trenches or crowns are 18 inches down.
Unless you really.
Yeah.
See, you got to know what you're doing. And, you know. Yeah. But, you know, if you screw it up, you'll figure it out pretty quick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well,
you know.
I didn't hit one asparagus root. And you can tell asparagus roots.
Oh, yeah.
They're extremely fibrous mm-hmm. and hard to
as
cut
a
through.
Rock.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah. No two ways about it.
Yeah. And they're kind of a tan color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
we'll be looking forward to that.
But if it's not one thing, it's another. Yeah. You know, that's the funnest part about the whole thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
Every year is different. Every year it's new. It just blows me away. It's to be continued.
Continued.
Some people have asked me, how can you keep on doing this year after year?
Yeah,
it's never the same.
Right.
Exactly.
It's never.
You never know what to expect.
Every once in a while, I think about life. What else could I do with my life? And I go,
I'm going to change that bed up over there.
I got plenty to do. You know, and it's all good stuff. It's all stuff that just, I get so much satisfaction
mm-hmm.
out of it.
Yeah, and you got to be outside.
And you get to be outside.
The birds, the wind, the sun.
Creature, bugs and stuff. And you just get to be amazed. And, you know, it's just, it's a trip.
And you get to share your stories and your advice and what works for you, what doesn't work.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to have to wind it up here because it is election day. And I hope everybody voted today.
Yeah, I do too.
We're going to be back next Tuesday with more or another exciting edition of As the Worm Turns, Lance Lulu.
Yep.
And it's One Woman's Perspective coming up. Oh, no, it's not
Woman's. It's not.
Oh, I wish it. It's One Woman's Perspective of the election results.
It's Gouldy.
It's Gouldy. Come on. Yeah. One Voter's. There you go.
One Voter's Perspective.
Yeah. So keep it tuned right here to KVNF, and we'll see you next week As the Worm Turns. Good night.
Take care. Stay warm.
Good night, everybody.
I got a gal that I love so. Low, little low, and low.